My wife loved rolling coin and, you know, cash them out. Down here's where all the, looks like all the pennies I got are. They're still kind of soaking, but yeah, pennies, there's, I can't even tell what that is. I think that's French money, Republic of Franchise. Anyways, yeah, so some foreign cash there, and then we're down to this jewelry. I put a magnet on all of it, and it is not magnetic, which is good. I don't think we have any gold in here. It looks like there's gonna be a lot of copper and brass. And if I remember correctly, if this is like someone of Indian heritage, they do like to wear a lot of brass and copper. We'll have to take a closer look at some of this stuff, but yeah, there's a bell. And, but I'm gonna go and say this is probably as malleable as it is. It's probably copper or brass, but there's a lot of it here. Yeah, here's one cut in half, and you can see the red in there. It's a copper. So we've got a lot of copper and brass mixed here. Some silver coins here. There's probably $10, $20 in coin right there. Not too shabby. And then this and that, and you know, a little bit of scrap. And oh yeah, this managed to make it home too. Smile. But anyway, scavengers, yep. In a nutshell, that's kind of what we got on that last one. Made a few bucks scrap and made some cool finds. But anyways, alrighty, let's go get that truck filled up and do another one.